Julian lulls the little girl to sleep with The Private Lives of Trees, a series of stories he makes up to tell her at bedtime. The protagonists are a poplar tree and a baobab, who, at night, when no one is watching, talk about photosynthesis, squirrels, or the many advantages of being trees and not people or animals or, as they put it, stupid hunks of cement. Daniela is not his daughter, but it is hard for him not to think of her that way. It's been 3 years since Julian joined the family. He was the one who came to them. Veronica and Daniela were already there. He married Veronica and in some ways also Daniela, who was hesitant at first, but little by little began to accept her new life. Julian is uglier than my dad, but he's nice, she would say to her friends, who nodded with surprising seriousness, even solemnity, as if they somehow just knew that Julian's arrival was not an accident. As the months passed, this stepfather even earned a place in the drawings Daniela made at school. There's one in particular that Julian always keeps on display. The three of them are at the beach. Daniela and Veronica are making cakes out of sand, and he is dressed in jeans and a shirt, reading and smoking under a perfectly round and yellow sun. Julian is uglier than Daniela's father, but he's also younger. He works more and makes less money, smokes more and drinks less. He exercises less, doesn't in fact exercise at all, and knows more about trees than about countries. He is lighter skinned and less simple and more confused than Fernando. Fernando, that is Daniela's father's name. He must have a name, even if he isn't exactly Julian's enemy or anyone else's. Really, there is no enemy here. That is precisely the problem. In this story, there are no enemies. Veronica has no enemies, Julian has no enemies, Fernando has no enemies, and Daniela, except for an impish little classmate who spends all his time making faces at her, has no enemies either. Sometimes Fernando is a blot on Daniela's life, but who isn't at times a blot on someone else's life? Julian is Fernando without the blot, but sometimes Fernando is Julian without the blot. And then there's Veronica, who is... For now, Veronica is someone who is not home, who isn't back yet from her drawing class. Veronica is someone who is lightly absent from the blue room. The blue room is Daniela's bedroom, and the white room is Veronica and Julian's. There is, in addition, a green bedroom, which they call the guest room mostly in jest, since it wouldn't be easy to sleep in that mess of books, folders, and paintbrushes. The big trunk where they stored their summer clothes a few months back is set up as an uncomfortable sofa. The final hours of a normal day have settled into a precise routine. Julian and Veronica leave the blue room when Daniela falls asleep, and then in the guest room, Veronica draws and Julian reads. Every once in a while, she interrupts him or he interrupts her, and these mutual interferences constitute dialogues, offhand conversations, or sometimes important, decisive ones. Later, they move to the white room, where they watch TV or make love or start to argue, nothing serious, nothing that can't be fixed immediately, before the movie is over or when one of them gives up, wanting to sleep or have sex. Those fights usually end in a fast and silent screw, or maybe a long one replete with soft laughter and moans. Then come 5 or 6 hours of sleep, and then the next day begins. But this is not a normal night, at least not yet. It's still not completely certain that there will be a next day, since Veronica isn't back yet from her drawing class.